Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the arts community, the people that are doing things for your entertainment and mine. Our guest today is an artist who we've been playing his new CD. It's on the Jazz Week charts and it's climbing steadily. And we've got a lot of jocks around here that like it as well. The CD is entitled New Perspective. It's from a local musician, native of Osceola, Arkansas. And teaching the Memphis City School System, by the way. Cameron Ross is our guest this morning. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for calling, man.
No problem.
The CD, like I said, New Perspective, is it's getting pretty popular around here with our DJs. How's it doing on the market?
So far, it's been doing pretty well. I've been getting a lot of hits from different stations across the country, also on internet radio also, showing a lot of love.
Right on. Well, it's what's so cool about it is that it's all original music. When did you find time, man, to write all these tunes?
Well, actually, it took me an entire year to finish the entire project and everything. So, you know, working on the project and balancing that with work and everything, with all of that and gigs also, it was pretty hard, but we finally got through it.
Right on. Well, it's a nice disc, and it's sort of, well, it's your background. Tell us a little bit about your background. I've been checking up on it, but your background is mostly in gospel music.
Right. My background. I started off playing in the sixth grade. I think I was around 11 years old. I started, and I wanted to play the drums. And my band teacher, they required that if you want to play percussion, you start the second semester. So I started playing saxophone, and my thing was, well, when December comes, I'm signing up for the drums. Well, that time came, and I asked my parents to sign the paper, and they said, no, you're going to play the saxophone. My mama, she was like, well, I want you to play like Kenny G. And I didn't know who Kenny G was. So I was stuck on the saxophone. I was pretty terrible at it. And that was because I never practiced. So I got tired of getting last chair, so I decided to take the horn home. I practiced it, got first chair, and started liking the instrument. So I just went from there. And so in high school, I got me a band scholarship and attended Arkansas State University, majored in music, and pretty much just went from there. And also, probably around the eighth grade, that's when I started playing in church and actually was just playing around at different churches, getting invited to different programs, and also playing at people's weddings and things like that. So I got kind of on the circuit at a young age. I think I was around 14 or 15 at that time.
That's pretty good, though. That's a lot of, that's good experience because you get to work with all these different piano players. Even though you're using standard songs, but everybody has their own interpretation of how the songs
work. Right.
Did that help you out some as in your creativity?
Yes, it did, because at a young age, just having other musician friends that were my age, actually in my church, we had a church band, and my brother, who's like a year younger than me, he played the trumpet. We had a guy on trombone, and we had an organ player and a drummer, and we had a little band, and we pretty much just like played at different little concerts, and we were all in marching bands, so like football games, we would play like little popular rap songs and things like that during the game and everything. So
that's pretty cool. What was the name of the band? The Promised Land Band? Is that was it?
Right. It was called the, when we played church music, it was called the Promised Land Band, and when we did other types of music, it was called Nothing Nice.
Nothing.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Everybody come try to come up with a unique name.
Right.
That's a pretty good one there. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Focus on the Arts. We're talking to Cameron Ross. His new CD is New Perspective. And it's got about, it's 10 original tunes on here. And it's a pretty good CD. I noticed that like, you know, the Media Guide went out. Media Guide was the, it was the function. It had served the function of letting people know what songs were being played on the LED readout on the car, you know. Mm-hmm. And that was how the record labels and everybody were counting the spins on their CDs.
Right.
And then the cat at Jazz Week picked it up after Media Guide went bankrupt guy at Jazz Week picked it up, so we have to add the spins in, physically add them in, you know, and count the spins each week off the playlist from the jocks. And I was going down through there, and a lot of times, you know, independents don't get a chance to be involved in that, and local musicians in particular. And I was going through that Jazz Week chart, and popped up, and your name popped up, your CD count came up. And I thought, okay, that's pretty good. Now, are you doing this one independently, or are you working with a label?
I'm independent, but I just surrounded myself with people with knowledge on how to get things out and everything about, you know, how to submit your music to get, you know, noticed on the charts, like the Nielsen Sound Scan and things like that. And, you know, just how to be visible, you know, how to get your CD when you put your CD in a computer. And, you know, the songs actually show up and everything instead of it just saying track one and two.
So I
just had a lot of people with knowledge, you know, because I admit I don't know everything. So I just try to surround my people who know the business.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So
that's
even though I'm independent and everything, you know, I want, you know, people to see me, you know, take me as serious as they would anybody else.
Yeah. Well, that's the way to do it. And, you know, you're a teacher, right?
Right.
You're teaching middle school kids. So that's when I started playing saxophone. Herbert Thomas, Mr. Thomas, taught me how to play alto sax.
Great.
Corey Junior High School.
But wow.
With your knowledge of the business, as well as your knowledge of music, it's got to be a good benefit for those kids in your class. Do you add anything into your class that has to do with the performance of the art of the acts and teaching the kids how to do what you've just done?
Well, a lot of times teachers, they just do the minimum that's required, you know, that, you know, you play scales and, you know, play the songs in the book. But I try to give the kids as many performance opportunities as possible. Like when we have different programs, you know, a lot of times we'll play as a band, but, you know, I give them opportunities to do ensemble work. There are some people some of the kids that actually like to play on their own. I give them opportunities to solo. If there's a community event going on, I'll bring a small group. So I just try to get them a good idea of how it actually is being a musician. You know, I have one student that's a part of the Stax after school program, and, you know, Kirk Whalum is over that. And
yeah.
That he plays saxophone. That boy, he's probably getting more performance opportunities than I am now.
That's pretty good. But, you know, it always kills me that the music programs suffer whenever budget cuts come in. But,
exactly.
But music programs with an instructor like you, that's how kids get a foundation on not only music but life in general, because music encompasses the whole thing.
Right.
So now I noticed you also got a tour schedule set up. You started touring with this CD?
Yes, sir.
Oh, right on. So how'd you do that? I'm curious about everything, because you're doing these things that usually people take a major label to pick up on doing.
But, you know, that goes back to the album itself called New Perspective. Like I said, I've been playing for a long time, and, you know, it just got to a point where the only thing I was doing was, like, you know, I play at something major every blue moon. You know, I was playing at weddings and just different little things like that. And I was like, you know, it just has to be something more out there for me. You know, this is a gift that I, you know, would like to share with the world, but, you know, I'm just sharing it with, you know, people around me pretty much.
Yeah.
So I was talking to a friend, another saxophone player. She was like, you thought about changing your perspective, you know? And she just left it at that. And, you know, that word, new perspective, just started just ringing in my head. New perspective, you know, that means, you know, changing the way you look at things. So, and I was like, you know, like what I'm doing is pretty much sitting, like a lot of independent artists, just waiting around, waiting for that big break, waiting for somebody to sign them and things like that. You know, so I was like, you know, I need to start doing stuff of my own and making things happen on my own. So instead of waiting for a record label to call me or some promoter, I just started, you know, creating my own concerts and just networking. Like, I would be on Facebook and see what events were going on, for that month. And I just call those people. Hey, I'm a saxophone player. I'm wanting to know if I can be a part of this program. And I just pretty much went from that. You know, just networking, whatever concert that was going on, even though if I wasn't performing at it, you know, I'd just be there just to be visible.
Yeah.
And people be like, you know, hey, that's that saxophone player on Facebook and everything. So I just, you know, just networking and getting myself out and everything. And so, you know, I don't have a booking manager. I pretty much do it all on my own.
Man, that's a heck of a story, though. And you know, it's a good thing, and it's a good inspiration to a lot of young musicians. There are a lot of musicians around here.
Right.
And very few of them know the business side of being a musician. They work real hard on the music side.
Right.
And don't realize that there is a full business side involved.
Right.
Yeah. And you also work with at the World Overcomers Outreach Ministries Church, right?
Right. I play saxophone there.
That's pretty cool, too. Reverend Williams, Alton Williams, he's got a lot of good ideas on a lot of things.
Right.
Yeah. Well, man, once again, if you just tuned in, this is Focus on the Arts. We're talking to Cameron Ross. His new CD is New Perspective. And Cameron lives over in Marion, Arkansas, as a matter of fact, but he teaches in the Memphis City School System. He's, you know, so this is Memphis music. That's the way we've been introducing it, as Memphis music. I hope you know that.
Right.
By the way. Yeah. But so you went into... Like your foundation is in gospel jazz, and you've gone into smooth jazz, sort of with gospel tones in it. Was that what you were going after? What kind of sound were you going after?
That's pretty much the sound that I was going after. I didn't really want the, you know, standard, traditional, like, churchy sound, and I didn't want the CD just to be limited to, like, just church people. Yeah. I wanted it to be something that everybody can enjoy. So I didn't want it to be like in a certain genre. It's like kind of like Kirk Whalum. I kind of patterned myself after him. There's, you know, music that everybody can enjoy.
Yeah, nice tracks that are easy to listen to.
Right.
Was each tune inspired, or did you just go into a frenzy one night and start writing?
Yeah, each tune is inspired. Now, actually, all of those aren't originals. There are a few, let me see, I think track number two, On the Ocean.
On the Ocean, yeah.
That's written by artist by the name of Kajon. Okay. And let me see, number three is by Kim. He's like I think they call it Quiet Storm.
Yeah, I've been familiar with Kim.
Number four is by a local gospel artist, Markevious Faulkner, called Day One. And he was actually, Markevious was actually a band student of mine at Melrose High School.
Is that right?
That was my first year teaching in Memphis at Melrose. Like, out of all the places, I started at Melrose. But yeah.
Yeah, over there at the University of Orange Mound.
Right, the University, right.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool, though. 10 tracks, and most of them are originals. I'll put it like
right.
that then.
Right.
But they're all nice, easy-going, smooth jazz cuts. Now, how can people get a hold of the CD, Cameron?
Several ways. One is on my website, which is CameronRossMusic.com. Also, you can get it on Amazon On Demand or Amazon MP3. You also can get it on iTunes. It is on Zoom Music. I think that's a mobile service. Google Play, and also on Rhapsody. So pretty much anywhere you can download music on the web, you can find it. Also, I have a few copies for sale at Amaro Music.
Oh, cool. At Amaro.
Yes, sir.
Oh, right on. Yeah, over there. Yeah, they are really cool about music over there at Amaro.
Right.
Right on. Well, Cameron Ross, man, I'm looking forward to your next project, even though we just got this one going.
Right.
But we're looking forward to the next project, man. And good luck on this one. I hope it moves on up on the charts as fast as it seems to be doing already.
Thank you.
All right. And once again, it's Cameron Ross. The new CD is New Perspective. It's a nice, smooth jazz piece from a local guy. So You might want to check it out. Cameron Ross, thanks so much for being our guest. And this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.